You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
All right, so it's 15 January 2019, and this is my first Fakeologist audio chat for 2019, and have I got some amazing news for you Fakeologists out there. It seems as though a random person has stumbled into the forum, and he knows way more about Fakeology than most so-called Fakeologists. So I want to pass the microphone to Velocet. This is pretty trippy. What's just happened the last 10 or 15 minutes? What say you?
Yeah, we've just been sitting here. It must have been 15, 20 minutes I've been online with you. And then we were joined by Sol, the copycat. And what was interesting is at first he played a little coy. You know, we were trying to ask him sort of how he found the Discord, how he got in here. And he sort of, you know, he really, really just took the, you know, the slow road. So I said, oh, I don't know, you know, just came in through, you know, another channel. Don't really know much. But once we started to question him, he actually had some good points. So while you're away from the call, I explained what Fakeologist was about, that, you know, most of these media events, you know, whether it's shootings or, you know, car rammings, all this kind of crazy terror stuff that happens in our world. I said, listen, is it possible that maybe these are just contrived government events that are portrayed in the media as real? And he struck it on the head straight away. He got the idea that it was just compartmentalization. Maybe the people that, you know, play their part in these things don't really know what's going on, but nonetheless, it's portrayed to the masses as a real event. And he went on, not only did he send a clue on to that, which you know, in my mind said, oh, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about, but he said, it's only, these are the key words, it's only a utopia in which that would actually happen. And that had me very interested, and I wanted to know more about what he had to say.
Yeah, that's a good summation of what you experienced. I was away for some part of the call, but the part that I was there for, this gentleman started off, as you said, a little bit coy. But it soon turned out that he, when he was 18 years old, he saw Alex Jones explaining that, ooh, the government's trying to kill you, 9/11 was an inside job, blah, blah, blah. And he seemed to detect at the time, hold on, this seems a bit suspicious. And since then he's realized that all the people when he was a kid told him, don't trust the TV, those same people now trust the TV. And Vela said, this is my experience too, man. When I was a kid, people said, don't trust the TV. But now, those same people, they all trust the TV. So we live in a crazy world, but this guy seems to have cracked the code. So how the hell did he end up on this Fakeologist server? That's what I want to know.
Are you guys still talking to each other? Enter me?
No, it's your team.
I'm telling you straight up, it was a link in some other room, one of the other rooms. I can't remember the poster, he who, or she who, or whatever who posted it, but that was that. As far as it being a utopia, because I'm saying, like, if only in a utopia can this crazy shit go on. Girls thinking they're guys. Guys acting like girls, doing all this happy shit. There wouldn't be... It's almost like in Sparta, all the handicapped people got pushed over the cliff. Like, that's the example. In real... When there's real life going on, you don't have time for all this frivolous, side, extra, happy entertainment shit stuff. Forgive me. Because you're focused on the daily grind, and it's not even a daily grind because it's your routine of life. You know, it keeps you strong. The work, the motion keeps your body strong. The bones fucking dense. All this other stuff is lax. We're all spoiled brats just sitting around like tilting at windmills. So nobody has anything better to do. Oh, I'm a guy now. I'm a girl now. Like it just seems like people are bored, and that can only exist in a utopia. Like. Because in a real world, they'd be all smited down. They'd all be fodder for the worms by now. Because everyone's too busy doing real world shit. But in commerce, I don't know if you guys are into commerce and stuff, but I think commerce and learning what you guys are talking about, Fakeology stuff, commerce is the onset of contracts. Like, people can engage in contracts any which way you choose. So even if facts are sideways, if you guys are, if two parties have a meeting of the minds on some skewed ass details, and but there's performance behind it and they satisfy the deal, who's to say that was right or wrong? The two parties engaged in a contract, they went forward. And so, like, free will is a motherfucker, you know, because you can't hate on somebody doing some fake ass nonsense. Because, I mean, it's outside of your ability, because they have the free will to engage in any contract however they see fit. Just like we do, just like you do, just like I do, just like anybody does. So if they choose to go down a path that's maybe a little bit, maybe they don't have the experience and maybe they just want to explore it, great, more power to you. And then this monkey see, monkey do thing is going on, where as apes, if you want to see men as apes, humans as apes, we mimic. Mimicry is an interesting thing. So then I'm not sure if we get caught up in this grind where, like, everyone's got a job, everyone's got a 9-to-5, me too. You know that frontal lobe action is telling you this is all bullshit. You know, like, because, I don't know. It can go down.
So, the thing with the monkey element of humans, though, like, even I get caught up in it. Sometimes I think to myself, man, if I had lots of money and had, like, a nice apartment and a nice car and nice clothes, all the other monkeys would like me more, and it'd feel pretty good, you know. Like, it seems like a natural thing. We want the other monkeys to like us. Do you know what I mean? Even just for superficial reasons.
Totally. Can I ask you a question? Does that sound like a definition of socialism? You know, it doesn't have to be a big mass thing, but in our one aspect of, you know, when I kiss the fucking ass, I'd be everyone being nice to each other all day. Everyone saying sorry all day. So I didn't even, well, you just bumped into me, but you're like, sorry, 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 sorry. Before you even did anything, sorry. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, are we all that goddamn insecure? Like, so insecure that now guys think they're girls and girls think they're guys. And it's like, are they mocking me? Are they mocking me? So am I allowed to backhand them too? And I don't know, right? Anyway. But this, it's a funny thing. And at the end of the day, it's up to the free will that you get to choose, like, what you want to give your attention to. It's like purchase power. To me, I learned that as purchase power. Wherever you put your attention to, you allow it to thrive a little bit more. You say, you know how everyone on YouTube's channel, like, subscribe, and like, comment, and subscribe. And it's like, the more people do that, the more it tells those idiots to keep making more videos. You know what I'm saying? It's like
a, yeah, but I'm guilty of that too. Like, when I upload a YouTube video, because I'm a YouTuber, I've got 7,000 subscribers on my tiny little YouTube channel. If I upload a video, and then the next morning, it has an unusually high number of views or likes, man, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. I know it's stupid, but it really does. It's phenomenal how much power this social validation has over it. These are people I've never met in my whole life, you know? And they like my videos, so now I feel good. It's crazy when you think about it.
Right. No, I hear that. Any compliment makes you feel good. Was that an adrenaline drop or some kind of endorphin drop? Or
dopamine rush.
Dopamine rush, there you go.
Well, you should have seen me. I was at this Christmas party a few weeks ago, and I was walking around and people saying, hey, listen, man, check this video out. It has 100,000 views predicting the Bitcoin crash. It was a Bitcoin party, so that's kind of the relevance there. So I was walking around and people saying, check this out, man, this whole Bitcoin crash that you guys are worried about. Man, I called it. I've been seen by 100,000 people. I can't tell you how good that made me feel, and I can't tell you just how much some people, you can see the look in their eye, the social proof that I got from that video, it affected them as well. Like, we want to listen to people who other people listen to as humans. It's like, does this person have social proof? Does he have other people who listen to him? Yes. Then I want to listen. That's how we are, man. It's some inherent part of who we are, from what I can tell.
Well, what about, like, measuring? Because at one point, we're just bandwagoning up, you know? And at one point, it's accurate deployment and accurate research on one part, and then accurate reporting and deployment of data to the masses, to whoever's trips over this recording, you know. And now, as a talker, you know, as the dude doing this stuff, what's your intent? Is the intent just to make money? That's cool too. I'm not knocking any of this. It's just the psychology of this system. I'm into the cycles of systems, because, you know, you can get a recycling system that works in a, you know, have 3-point system, where, you know, the garbage of the one thing goes into as food into the other one. The garbage of that one goes as food into the other one. And it's a complete circle. It, you know, you can almost work that. And a lot of systems, I like them to be complete like that. And just, fuck what I like. But
well, can I ask you a very broad question? I don't mean to interrupt. The internet, yeah. Let me give you some context. A lot of people on this website, here at fakeologist.com, a lot of people at Fakeologist and in the broader conspiracy culture, they see the internet as a bad thing, or, hey, they're collecting data on us, or they're trying to map us, or they're trying to track us, all this kind of negative stuff. And I used to buy into this negative mindset. Now I've got a very different opinion on the internet. But I'm curious, what's your opinion? Like, we've got this amazing technology where you can whip out a device from your pocket and call anybody anywhere in the world. If your friend says to you, hey, man, that's blah, 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 he was part of the 1988 Super Bowl winning team, and you can say, no, he wasn't. They didn't win the Super Bowl that year. And if you guys start disagreeing, you can just ask your phone, hey, listen, man, who won the Super Bowl in 1988? It'll tell you in seconds, right? This is magic to me. That's my opinion. I'm curious, what do you think about this technology that has... It's grown a lot, too. People forget, like, even 20 years ago, there was no smartphones, there was no internet. This is a pretty recent thing. It's happened quickly. So what's your opinion on all of this? You said it's good, bad, in between. What's your opinion on this?
All right. I mean, it's all good either way. I don't really have an opinion. You know, it's a cool tool. It's interesting. It was interesting for the time. Right now, I'm using a computer to interact with you. However being, I think it's kind of like an extra tool. This is the thing. It's weird to me. Is like we don't know how to eat well enough to keep our body warm enough in wintertime, to keep our blood at a certain temperature so that we're propagating our own heat. You know, we have to wear clothing. All right, we're clever enough to create clothing. Yeah, so we wear it. All right, we wear it. But it's like the technology is making us weaker. We already come fulfilled with all these perks. It's just we're not using them as a mortal being, as with the mortal coil, you know, the body. You know, like we don't utilize it, I don't think, to the ability that it can perform.
Yeah, but you're drawing a difference there between technology, as in the broad technology, things like clothing and tools are technology, but we're talking specifically about, you know, internet technology, the fact that we can all be interconnected and there is this global mind that can be achieved through the devices we carry on us.
I mean, that's given, though. Just like you said earlier, you know, you have a podcast, you can see how many people are listening, you can see how many people see this, you know, like even television shows back in the day, I always thought this was amazing. How can they tell if I'm watching this channel right now? You know, because I heard tell that they know how many people are watching this show, and it's like, how do they know that? How do they know if I have TV on or not? Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess they have some reverse electric bullshit. I don't know. It could have been fake. Whatever. Could have been real. Whatever. But, like, supposedly there is some kind of a, you know, perspective on what goes on different channels and stuff. What was the question?
What year are you talking about people being able to know what you're watching?
Oh, it's a given. That was AR. It's a given on this internet. Like, you best to believe
that's
no, I think he's talking about ratings, man. You know how they used to say, like, oh, this show was watched by this...
When it was broadcast medium, there was no, you had to be a person on the Nielsen ratings, and they would put a box in your house that would monitor what you watched.
And then they would extrapolate from that across the population. So the idea was they would have, like, say, 1,000 people with the boxes in their house who were meant
sample
to be,
group.
Like, a sample, like a representative sample. So, because I remember having this conversation with a guy, like, 10 years ago at a party, and he was telling me that he would not turn his TV on for shows that he disagreed with politically because he didn't want to give them the extra ratings. And I had to be the bad guy to explain to him, listen, man, your TV doesn't have some chip in it telling them what you're watching, right?
Yeah.
Like, people don't understand how the ratings work. But then again, Velocet, think about this,
like,
man.
Netflix is what's driving, like, once it's internet-based streaming, then that's where you can actually get accurate statistics. And that does allow whoever created the internet to accurately monitor behavior.
Yeah, you're quite right, yeah. Well, I've never really thought about that, how phenomenal that is. They know, if they release a TV show of, what's popular right now, House of Cards, if they release an episode of that show, they know exactly how many people have watched it. and how long they've watched it for, man. And what they watch next.
This is what original Simulant and I were talking about earlier, is what I didn't quite accurately cover on your after call, was that it's not just you know, behavioral patterns of what we watch. Now that we're busy, every time you're looking at Google Chrome through your browser or your tablet or your phone, it's not just browsing habits they're looking at. They can see how long you touch the screen for, or how often you move your mouse, how many spelling errors you make. It's the larger picture of human behavior that they're able to capture now, and that's what leads to more insight as far as what... That's where I think they really are, you know, imprinting human behavior.
Better serve the people. Check this out. At supermarkets, at restaurants, at businesses that use food, maybe, let's say. When customers come in and they don't buy any of this, let's say, from menu one, nothing, that menu one goes to trash. And like
We're not disagreeing.
So I think that it's like some kind of reverse thing where the service, the people that are giving the service, want to know what people want. So they're putting up there a whole bunch of stupid shit, and by the choices of, you know, attention, by the focus that we give on a certain channel, will determine to them what is of interest to the public.
Exactly. And the focus can be how long we actually spend on that page, on that web page, on that website, how often we scroll up and down, all that.
What we actually do with this data, if they do use it detrimentally or, you know, as motherfuckers, you know, as assholes, that's different. I don't know, because originally the idea is purchase power, like what your attention goes, where energy flows to where attention goes. So you give your attention to something, that's where you're giving the energy, supposedly.
And love grows where my rosemary goes. K-Billy's Super Sounds.
Oh, that's sweet.
I like the references.
Right.
So we're on the same page. So just going back to the question, though. So, could you get the idea, Val, that a lot of people in this realm see the internet as this negative thing? And what I'm saying is, I used to see it that way. Now, I think it's a cool thing. I think it's fantastic. I think it's magic, man. I've never met this solar copycat dude before in my life until, yeah, what, 30, 40 minutes ago? Now we're having this chat. Man, I can't have this conversation with... Like, you look at all the people in my life. Family, friends, colleagues. We cannot discuss... Even these sorts of topics are too far for them. It's too... They want to talk about pop culture. They want to talk about their immediate concerns. They want to talk about how much they're paying for rent, this kind of thing. You know what I mean? Abstract ideas means nothing to them. So this is mad. I think this is fantastic, this technology. Truly fantastic. And I think anyone who would try and convince you or convince me or convince the listener, oh, you're in a bad time, this technology is evil, I think that person is putting a spell on you, a negative spell, a hellish spell, personally. Yeah, that's what I think is going on.
I don't know how old you guys are or how young you
are. I'm 31.
Even if you give a shit. Not that it matters. I don't even give a what.
I think it does matter, man. I'm 31. I think it does matter.
Perspective and
experience. I'm 28.
From different levels of the world, like different times of an experience. Because I hung around with old heads that are just like... Anyway. The perspective is such a mother bleeper that when I was younger, I didn't see it. When you get older, you might see it. You know, and it depends on what you're focused on. And what, now, for it to be bad... You know, you said yourself at one point you might have thought that it wasn't really too honorable to be upon. Now you don't give a what. Now you don't have that exact feeling towards it. You know, that's interesting. And that shows that one period in a man's life, perspective thus. And another period in a man's life, perspective changed to thus. It doesn't matter which one was right or wrong. It just shows that, like, baby, we be moving. You know what I'm saying? Shit be moving. We're feeling out different things. We're changing up the equation to see the output. And I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost like logically you can almost deduce what's going on in the world by mathematics. I know that's really vague, but I don't know.
I don't think it's hard to believe that equations can explain what's going on in the world.
Not necessarily. I say it's very vague, that statement, forgive me. But let me ask this. Do you think words...
Hold on. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Fakeologist.com. Here with Velocet from Sydney and Solar Copycat, the newest addition to Fakeologist.com, who we met by random chance in a lobby 30 or 40 minutes ago. And it seems to me, this is just my opinion, this guy knows way more than your average newbie. So we're trying to get to the heart of the matter, see what he knows, how he knows it, what kind of opinions he holds. But we haven't asked him the big question, which is, and this is the question that we ask everybody here at Fakeologist.com, have you seen September Clues? Have you seen September Clues by Simon Shack, yes or no?
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but I've seen Bigfoot. How about that? Is that good?
It's close enough. There we go. Ding, ding, ding. We've got a newbie here at Fakeologist.com. So you were telling us that you got here by accident. A lot of the listeners, Solar Copycat, they're going to find that hard to believe. They're going to be thinking, no, there must be something else going on here. You said to us in the before we started recording that you saw Alex Jones on what, on the internet, on a CD, on a DVD back in the day. Can you talk us through that when you first saw Alex Jones?
Well, feel me on this. That when that thing went down, I don't know who gave me that DVD, and I watched it, an hour thing, maybe 45-minute thing, and it just went through such a, I guess, a pessimistic perspective of what happened. And just a blatant conspiracy theory story of what happened, you know, planes crash and it's all George Bush's fault and this Steinberg dude and everyone's against us and they don't give a shit and all the people are collateral damage and blah, blah, blah. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Is that shit really going on? And Building 7 didn't get pulled until an hour later and it's pulled. Everything goes into its footprint. So, look, I was in Europe when 9/11 happened. And when people in the local village was telling me, in New York, they were telling me, sorry. And I didn't know what the fuck these people are saying. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, the buildings, and they call them the Pyrgos. The Pyrgos means the towers. So they're like, the towers fell. And I'm like, what fucking towers? I don't know what the fuck's going on. And they're like, the towers fell. Am I allowed to curse on this? You guys don't mind? Anyway, the towers fell. So I'm thinking something that's vertical, that's very high in the sky, fell. So when something falls. It doesn't rest into its footprint. You know, it falls over. And they're telling me, and then finally I got to somebody that speaks English, and they were like, that could explain it better to me. And they were like, the pyramids, the Twin Towers in New York fell in the city. And I was like, get the hell out of here. They fell, they toppled over. Now I'm thinking, what kind of damage that did to the surrounding neighborhood? Because these are tall towers. So this is the beginning, the very beginning. I mean, I was supposed to leave that weekend, and I had to leave like 2 weeks later. They rescheduled the plane ticket and all that kind of happy jazz. And finally, I get back to America, and I seen some news clip or some YouTube thing or mabobber or whatever, and it showed them falling straight into the ground. And that's when I was like, huh? The whole time, I thought these towers fell into the city, like, you know, when the wind blows and a tree falls, like the tree doesn't fucking fall into its footprint. It falls over, you know? So that was the beginning of that kind of like perspective, like, huh, what's going on here? So digging a little deeper, ask questions too. Somebody hit me off with this Alex Jones thing. And that shit just creeped me out. Like if that's really going on. And like young, dumb, and full of calm, I jumped on it. I was like, that's what's going on. Oh my God, the world, everyone's trying to kill us. So, just eons later, studying a handful of mostly law, you realize that free will is so rampant, and since commerce is the platform that we live upon, we don't live in life. We live in commerce. Every man's waking thoughts is about how much money they're going to make. That, and it's all licensed agenda shit. I mean, few men are actually thorough on with their families in knowing how they're going to survive throughout the year, via the seasons, sun, rain, or snow, without, 7-Eleven, Kmart, and Walmart, and without the king's ransom, without king's money, you know? Very few people know how to do that. And that's why I'm saying, nobody, we're not focused on life. We're focused on commerce. So that's where all our attention goes. And because all our attention, you know how you make money, right? By ripping off another dumb idiot. That's the only way you're going to make money, by ripping off somebody, or you're going to serve them. Either way, you're a fucking bitch. To me, like, if you don't have life in your own fucking hands, then you're at the mercy of the game. So, trying to juggle all these data facts and trying to see which one's truth. Studying law helped me realize that there's two worlds. There's the real world and there's the commercial world. And that's it. It's very simple.
What do you do for a living at the moment?
I got some horses and some sheep that I walk around the village. Right now, currently, I know I told you guys I'm from Philadelphia, but I'm in Europe. I'm in Greece. Or maybe I didn't tell you I'm from Philadelphia, but I'm allegedly from my mom, and she spit me out in Philadelphia, some place called Philadelphia.
You mentioned Philadelphia, but you didn't mention you were in. So.
No, right now, though, right now, because you're asking for this and that in life, like, I live, you know, anyway, I'm on a farm, let's say it like that. I'm on a farm, there's so much abundance here that it'd be impossible to starve.
So you're like Amish that uses iPhones?
You know, that'd be cool. It'd be cool to interact with some Amish people, get some of their cool finer points, you know, something that I would like.
I notice you're going very conspiracy heavy and you're kind of sniffing a lot. You haven't had any, you know, booger sugar tonight, have you?
No. It's funny, though, recently, and because I was never playing with animals. You know, I was into the law hardcore. And then when I came to Europe, I just recently, in the past few years, I started doing this shepherd thing, like playing with sheep and goats and pigs and horses. And it's amazing, bro. You would never believe what it's like. Unless you've experienced it yourself. But I've learned how to do snot rockets. So, I mean, when I got a cold. Recently, I had a cousin come over from America, and she brought a cold with her. So I was just getting over the cold. So
we'll talk you to Greece. Like, if you're an American citizen, you should only get, 3 months in Greece before you have to go?
That's what I'm saying. You see, in that, if you realize what's going on, it's for commercial purposes. It's for work. You see, over here, I can't get a job that's on the books. You know what I'm saying? I can't get a license. You see, because if you understand the pattern, you have to get a license to engage in commerce for the king's currency. At the end of the day, we're using Caesar's fucking money, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I give up to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and all is, you know, you realize you don't need all the extras. You know, when you're really focused on trying to figure out something, like, you'll cut off all the fat so you can see the structure for what it is, adjust the system to the way you think the output should work, and then you'll let the fat come back on, if the fat is even necessary. Because the bone density is so great that it's like, you know, when you create a system that where the structure is there, the shit's infallible. It won't fall. Wink, wink, the pyramids maybe. Now that infrastructure, the grounding, the, you know, that comes first. If you don't have any of that, it doesn't matter how far and how much energy you put into something, it'll inevitably fucking start crumbling. So it's
interesting you say wink, wink, the pyramids. What do you make of the pyramids per se?
Yeah, did you ever come to the frontal lobes of your mind that the pyramids have 8 sides? They're 8-sided? Did you ever see a picture of the pyramid from bird's eye straight down?
Can't say that I have. You're talking about the Egyptian pyramids of Giza.
Right. Let's say that great big one, the big daddy one. Not supposedly. I've seen it. Well, and again, it is supposed because it's just a fucking picture. I don't know. In today's technology, look, even with cops on the side of the road, you ask them for their ID. Bitches, there's Hollywood is prevalent. What is it called? Hollywood. Halloween is all day is Halloween. Halloween doesn't just come once a fucking year. Every day Halloween motherfuckers are fucking wearing 10 different masks. Anytime a cop pulls you over, it, it's fine. You don't have to be an asshole about it. But be like, yo, you know, for safety and security purposes, why don't you go ahead and identify yourself, motherfucker? Otherwise, you could be that fucking asshole, you know, that went to the store and just bought an outfit, and you could have just robbed another motherfucker. You could have just killed another motherfucker. You know how much television bullshit shows you guys shove up our ass? Safety before anything. Show me your ID, bitch, or I'm out of here. You know, that's honorable. And they ain't fucking with you. I've had cops tell us that straight up and down. The cops tell their sisters and their mothers to say that to anybody that ever pulls them over. And it's
I'm curious where you were going with the the 6-sided pyramid thing.
The structure, just foundation, because it's 8-sided. So each side is 4, but they're concaved in, and there's a straight line down each one of those sides. And it's 8-sided. So technically it's 8-sided, you know, but it's like that for the infrastructure, for the foundation. So I guess wiggle. So there's no wiggle and break off to the left or to the right. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, so there's a slight concaveness to each side that allows the points to be points.
Kind of. You have to see it to get the gist. But anyway, look up a picture of the pyramid vertically, bird's eye view down, and you'll see there's lines on the sides, on those big, you know, triangle sides.
I have, come to think of it, I haven't been there in person, but I have looked up the pyramids from above on Google Maps, and that was purely to compare them to the footprint of the World Trade Centers. And they seem to have a striking resemblance to the footprint of the World Trade Center 1, 2, and the new One World Trade Center. What do you make of that?
That's fucking pimp. I didn't even know that. Yo, do you guys subscribe to this Mandela bullshit? Yo, you want to really know what this nose mucus shit is all about? Inflammation. I swear to God, it's the biggest trick. It's scurvy inflammation. It's some aspect of scurvy. Look, all health issues are fucking straight up scurvy. Just different derivations at different levels and at different times, and people want to call them fucking all sorts of shit.
What's your opinion on alcohol?
Drink it now that you can, motherfucker. But the thing is, some of this shit creates some kind of mucus buildup. Like, I recently, ever since my cousin left and I had this cold, I've been following the feeling of this mucus. I mean, you don't have much going on. When you live in a village doing fuck all, like, all right, you busted your nut, you smoked your joint, you drank your beer, like, you know, you walked around the village 10 times with the fucking animals, everyone's fat and happy. So you have time to pay attention when you're not running around with extra nonsense, you know what I'm saying? So now that as the problem's arising, I have a wherewithal to pay attention. And you could just feel the, what's it called? It bulging, like a bulge, or like a what's a bruised area called? A bruise. Like, it feels like it's a tender.
Well, a swelling.
Swelling. And so it's interesting. And it's always because of a certain amount of intake, whether it's bread or, like, fatty fried foods, even just straight meat. And I could never imagine it, but I guess so. Meat has different things in it, different oils. And oil. Now here goes this, feel this. I'm not sure if it's the oils that are the things that make us ha-hoo and make the mucus and all that, or if these things help pull those things out. I'm saying, have you guys ever heard about teeth pulling, oil pulling? Where
coconut oil.
Yeah, totally. And so that supposedly attracts, grabs the toxins, and then you spit it out, and it takes the toxins with it. So when people eat and smoke cigarettes, even sometimes, so I heard the same with tobacco. Tobacco doesn't create the phlegm. Tobacco helps pull the phlegm out of the body. I was like, dude, that's some next level shit.
Yeah, I'm happy to, you know, embrace that theory while I'm sitting here having a cigarette, because I've been in two minds about that for a long time. I mean, I've smoked cigarettes for at least 4 years now, and I don't have the feeling that it's causing me a lot of harm. I feel like it actually sort of gets me back on track most of the time. Maybe if I have a few drinks and I smoke too much one night, it causes negative effects, but for the most part, I'm okay.
Have you ever seen one of the studies that prove that tobacco causes cancer? Because I hear people speak about these studies. I've never actually seen one.
Yeah, I've seen lots of horrible pictures on the packets, but haven't seen a study, no.
If you guys study law and you find out what constitutes proof, you will shit your fucking cunt. You will shit your out of your cunt, bro. No joke. Because proof...
Thanks for saying that, because that's a good audio drop I can use. Shit your fucking cunt. I like that one.
No joke, dude. And, like, if the audience ain't mature enough to understand how where to, you know, stick words, oh, well. Because at the end of the day, it's about words. This whole Babylon thing, we don't need words.
Where do you think the English language comes from? Have you ever looked into that? Like, this language that you and I are using is different from, say, Chinese, right? And the story is that Chinese is thousands of years old, and it's evolved. And English has evolved over hundreds and hundreds of years, going back thousands to Germanic languages, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever looked into the history of where this language comes from?
Not really. I mean, I
tried to, and I couldn't get very far, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't get very far. This language that we're using is an enigma to me. It's mysterious, you know. We all just take it for granted that English has been around for all this time. I'm not so sure it has, man. I'm not so sure it has.
I mean, I'm not sure either. Well, this is the thing. If you take this back to, like, the alleged story of Babylon, I'm going to tell you, Babylon, motherfuckers were speaking with, let's say, body language, with action. I don't think, you know, there's one universal language outside of action, because I can speak to the pigs, like, with action. I can speak to the chickens with action. And when I say action, it's body language. Shoulders, eye contact, fucking motion of the shoulders. I'll turn my right shoulder in and my left shoulder out, and that means go to the fucking left. And they all do it, and they all speak the same thing. The horses do it to each other. The pigs do it to each other. The sheep and the goats do it to each other. Hell, I could do it to my whole crew, which is a myriad of, like, five different species of entity. Which they all make different sounds, but they all read the same body language. And that's that
one. You know what? I could talk to you all day, man. This is fascinating. But we've got to wrap up soon. Before we do, can I run a few ideas past you? And you just give me your first impressions of the idea. You don't have to agree or disagree. Just your first impressions. And this will give the audience of Fake Gold just a better idea of where you're coming from. Are you ready for this? The official story of the Earth's population is there's 7 billion people. I personally believe this is a hoax. It's not real. What's your initial opinion of this?
The first thought is, how do you fucking verify that? Yeah, what's next?
That's exactly the same. I'm like, how do you get 7 billion? So I looked into their story. Bro, it's a joke. All right, next thing. Outer space. We're told there's this place where if you've got enough thrust to get away from Earth, you can go to this place where you just float around forever. They call it outer space. I think outer space is, in fact, a hoax. It's not real. It's not a real place. What do you make of this?
It's the same answer. It's going to be the same answer the whole time. It's really hard to prove anything, especially all these crazy things that are beyond. Talk to me about some leaves on a tree, some grass on the ground, some dirt, and how the fucking pigs and horses take their shits.
All right, one more. Let's see, one more. Okay, how about nuclear bombs? Nuclear bombs.
Are you into Mandela?
Look, Mandela effect, man, I've got an issue with Mandela, because the people who try and tell me it's real, the examples they give me are things where I'm like, no, I remember it the correct way. I'll give you an example.
Right.
Sex and the City, to me, has always been Sex and the City. Always. Right from the start. Okay? Yeah. Right from the start. So people try and tell me, oh, it used to be Sex in the City. No, it never did, motherfucker. Even when I was a kid, I knew it was End the City. All right?
But John, you're one of the ones who isn't experiencing Mandela. You don't see any of them. You're on a separate reality to us.
Well, you know what? Speaking of a separate reality, dude, we've got to wrap this one up. So, Vela said, I want to give both you and Solar Copycat a chance to give us your final thought. I've enjoyed this chat, man. What say you?
Yeah, I'm surprised that we can still, you know, have the occasional person that appears a fakeologist that can provide some insightful thought. And actually, doesn't seem to be so, you know, hoax fake aware, but can still, you know, give us plenty of opinion on legal stuff and all kinds of different things that make sense to our world. So it's,
yeah,
it's
and
good
open-minded
to, hope,
to the hoaxes. Yeah. Open-minded to the hoaxes, man. I don't think I've heard this guy use the word paid shill once, man. This guy, he doesn't sound to me like he's paranoid. Isn't it weird when you listen to someone who can discuss these things without trying to tell you that we're under attack from somebody? Isn't that refreshing?
It's not.
It's a refreshing change. It is. Well, listen, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to give you guys a chance to wrap it up. I've enjoyed the chat. Thanks to abbotfakeologist.com for hosting the call. And to anybody who's out there who's interested in these kinds of ideas, the population hoax, outer space hoax, dinosaur hoax, nuclear bomb hoax, paid shill hoax, any of this, check out johnlebon.com. But until next time, you guys, take care of yourselves.
So, Solar Copycat, your final thoughts that you would like to close this podcast with?
I'm good, man. I don't know. What's the question?
Maybe you've already said enough. You're tired out for this evening.
Okay. Maybe I did.
That's okay. It's all good. On the 16th of January 2019, here on fakeologist.com, you've been listening to Solar Copycat, who just dropped into the server unannounced, along with JLB and myself. And we wish you a good evening, and you'll probably be hearing from us soon, I'm sure. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm
Brant McManus from howtotakecareofyourpenis.wordpress.com.
And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.